Yes, well, in becoming a first lady and living consistently in Liberia, I realized that a lot of our young girls are not aware of certain health hygiene. They're not really well educated about their menstrual cycle. And when you try to bring it up to them, they shy away from it. So I was once 13, 12, 14, a teenager, and I didn't have someone to talk to me about those issues. So we decided to start this great initiative and going around Liberia and talking to young girls from poor community, disadvantaged girls in Liberia, and try to educate them about their body and about being hygienic in many different sense, especially where their period is concerned, their menstruation. And I just took on that initiative and we ran with it, and we discovered that so many of them don't have a parent in the house, don't know much about themselves. And I just feel this initiative will educate them and even educate their parents as well. So that's the purpose of me really doing that, taking this initiative on.
If I hear you clearly, Madam First Lady, you're on a mission to educate young women and maybe perhaps their parents. In addition to that, do you provide other kind of assistance to help these young women overcome this stigma?
Before today, we've done some pre-launching of what we spoke about today. And what we've done is we bought a large amount of health products that we distribute to girls in the villages such as Bassa County, Magibi, Bomi. We've gone all around Liberia, and we intend to continue to do that. And we distribute not only pads, we distribute toothpaste, we distribute soap, toothbrushes, deodorant, many, many different things that young girls need to keep themselves clean. So, I mean, what else is there to do? We're trying our best so that during their menstruation, they're not stigmatized, they're not teased about it. So we're trying to do as much as we can. Yes.
Without downplaying, because I think this is an important project that you have undertaken, but Madam First Lady, some people will argue that there are other issues that Liberian women are faced with each day, such as domestic abuse, rape, lack of education for girls, etc.
I said people are going to complain no matter what you do. I have to do what my heart tells me to do. I wear the hat for many different people in our society. And I can't change everything in our society, but the ones that have children are a very important factor for me in our society and women. And I try my best to touch every single topic. I've done my best with in terms of rape. We've done many things in terms of education. I'm building a school to educate underprivileged girls in Liberia at the moment. I build a home for the elderly. So you know what? I'm going to do basically what my heart pushes me to do and not focus on what people are criticizing me about. That's what I want to do. I want to uplift the young girls in our society, the disadvantaged young women in our society. And whatever I have to do to empower them and to make their lives better, I will do it regardless of the criticism. I am a humanitarian. I'm not involved with the government work. I can assist them in doing certain things and be an advocate to the government to help them. But I am not too concerned about the criticism out there, sir.
Mrs. Claude Weah and First Lady of Liberia, it's a pleasure speaking with you, and keep up the work that you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.